Please be advised, this series contains harsh language and potentially triggering material. Content warnings are in the description. Last time, on Obligo del Diablo. With the ritual successfully completed and everyone, including Vincent, fast asleep, we dove into dreamland. In his own dream, Oliver very quickly discovered that he'd pulled in an extra danger in the form of Mrs. Finn, who decided to perhaps take advantage of the connection Oliver had made to the other members of the team. One by one, Oliver gathered up the others with the goal of eventually making their way to Merv's psyche. Oliver gave some very odd insights into his own mind. Val took a phone call. Vincent ran up his tab. Jamie discovered a ghost. And Merv awaits them all, the proverbial princess in her tower. And now, it's finally time to go save her.
All right, fellas, this is the last step on the tour. Remember, don't do no look-a-loos. This is not for you to get a look. This is for us to be supportive of Merv. She's had a rough time. She has a power inside her that she believes is in her control, but is actually possibly outside her control and is protecting her. So we need to convince her that this is possibly not her fault. All these unfortunate deaths that have happened around her. Agreed?
Yeah, duh.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good with me.
Rex?
Oliver, don't talk to the dog right now. You don't get to talk to the dog right now.
All right. Jamie, you didn't weigh in yet.
I'm good. Let's go help Murph.
All right.
Rex starts barking angrily at a spot in the sky above the wall. You see nothing there. Just a patch of night sky.
With stars or without stars?
With stars.
Okay. Maybe y'all should go without me.
I try looking through my dream tourmaline piece.
Give me a willpower plus spirit roll. You briefly see a blurring shape, like the stars shimmer over one spot for a second or two, but can't make anything else out.
Okay, Doug. There's definitely something there, but we need to get going.
You do sense power, some incredibly strong force.
I would like to try to understand Rex. It's a dream. Maybe that'll work.
Yeah, give me a willpower plus life.
Sweet.
This is a role where your life might come into play.
Yay! Also, that, I get rid of my paradox! Woo!
That is 8 successes.
Daggum.
Oh my. What do you say to Rex? What do you ask?
Hey, what do you see there, buddy?
What is
ghost.
Threat?
Ghost. Corpse. Bad.
A corpse? Okay.
Bad. Bad woman.
Bad woman. You know what?
My yard. My yard.
Yes, it is your yard. Good boy.
He looks and he barks.
Actually, how about I stay back and you guys go on? I think Murph would probably be more comforted. And Oliver, you're technically in control of this thing, so...
Rex looks down the hall and he says, "Sand?" And he starts running off down the hall.
Or not! Okay. I was gonna feel safer with the dog here.
What did Rex say?
He said he saw a corpse, a bad woman, a ghost.
Everyone, please, if you would be so kind to go through this door immediately. I want to usher Jamie and Vincent and possibly Val, if she is willing, through the door.
Okay, as you're going
and
down...
not go through myself and close it behind them.
Oh, close it behind them? As you're closing
I want to Hodor this nonsense.
As you're closing it, you feel this warm comfort. Like, it feels as if someone touches your shoulder, and you just feel comfortable and warm.
Resist!
Roll your willpower!
No one loves me! This is the only time in which my derangement helps.
Oh, alright. Get an extra 2 dice on that. But get 13 successes.
What the hell, man?
So many 10s!
All right, hold up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm rolling 5 willpower on this.
Oh, wow, that's like all of it.
Mm-hmm.
There are just so many dice going on right now. Holy shit.
You have gotten yourself up to 8 successes.
Bummer. Yeah, 8 successes. It's not enough.
The feeling just engulfs your body, and you feel loved.
Son of a gun! I feel so loved.
And the door just kind of hangs open, and something walks by you, and the feeling of being loved passes, and you feel... You feel like someone formed abandonment into a knife and stabbed it into your chest.
Yeah, that sounds right.
And you remember that you cannot be loved. The obvious and undeniable truth that has always been with you comes back with a vengeance.
Damaged.
Just 2. The 5 you've already spent on that was appropriate.
I'm so glad I'm not a zombie now. I collapse in front of this door and maybe eventually find the will to crawl through it, but probably not.
Okay. Vincent, for a second, you feel a soft hand on the back of your neck, and for a moment, you just relax.
Doesn't like, Vincent have, like, auto anti-magic?
Oh, that's true. Give me a willpower plus prime roll.
Also, is the there. First time, for the record, that anyone has ever tried to do a thing that causes me to use a spell.
Oh no.
Yep.
And I would hate to break that, but was Val outside the door too?
Yeah, Val was probably gonna try not to go in. She
I don't
want to
take away her agency. Though it would be cool if Val still... got to punch a vampire in the face, maybe. I don't know.
Val is still out there, but Val didn't see
it. Fucked up so hard she gets through no matter what.
Well, she wasn't visible. You were the one
yeah,
closing
that
the door.
I mean, it's reasonable.
Got 4.
Okay. She loses 4 successes and only got 7. 3 successes is not enough to fully enact this.
Goddamn right.
You feel a hand on you, and there is a woman shrouded in darkness in the hallway with you. She smiles, and all you see are white teeth glint in the darkness.
For my new derangement, I pull my gun.
You pull your gun and fire?
I don't know if I necessarily fire yet. If she moves, I'm giving it at least a warning shot, but I do pull the gun and aim.
Okay.
Dream guns.
She stops, and the smile turns into a frown.
Mind telling me who the hell you are?
She looks at you and says, "You know me."
I don't know shit.
And then she slowly backs off further down the hall.
Wait, who the fuck are you?
She moves faster than your eye can follow.
I shoot my gun.
You fire your gun. Your gun into the darkness.
Yes.
Give me a dexterity firearms roll.
Keeping in mind, this is my magical gun.
Is it wits here or is it dex here?
This is the dream version of your magic gun.
Yes. It is 6 successes.
All right.
God damn it. That would have been real cool. I mean, I could always willpower, but...
Spend 2 willpower. Spend 2 willpower.
You think so? No. I'm
Do
no.
it.
It's worth it. Come on.
It's 9.
You think so? Is it?
Do it. Do it.
On the Discord, people, I can't type in the thing.
Totally worth it. Do it.
Do it. Do it.
All right.
Woo! That's my boy.
You've beat that 7 successes with 8, and you hear a woman shriek at the end of the hall, and you hear a door open and close.
I run over, my heart beating out of my chest.
Rex is running directly for you. You open the door. And it is a sandy beach. You see Murph, but she is 6 or 7, and she's building a giant sandcastle, like 6 feet tall. And Rex is small enough to fit in your hand and runs over to Murph, excitedly jumping up and down on her leg, and Murph smiles and laughs.
Murph smiles and laughs because she's too young to have come into her dislike of dogs.
Yep, and she's too young for dogs to have come into her dislike of her.
When we say that the dog could fit in my hand, is it a baby puppy?
Or
just a smaller version? Okay.
It is okay. All of the gray around its muzzle is gone.
Am I still my normal size? Or am I baby Vincent? Okay.
No, all of you guys are normal. And then she kind of laughs and picks up the puppy. And the puppy kind of yips and squirms out of her hand. And excitedly runs out into the water. And jumps into the waves and starts to sink.
Well, fuck no, he ain't. That bastard saved my life. I'd jump in after him.
Baby Murph starts screaming.
Don't you worry. I'm going to get him. I'm going to get him. You stay right here.
You run in there and into the water. You dive in, clothes on, swimming down, trying to grab this puppy. And Murph, you're sitting at a table.
Uh-huh.
You are sitting at a table. You are younger. You're not sure how young, but your father, his hair is black, not white. And your mother seems calm and relaxed.
So you would describe this as a good day.
This is a very nice day. Your mother leans over and kisses your father on the cheek, and he smiles and he pets her hand.
Oh, this is a very good day. Not only is she happy, but they're okay.
Yeah. And she looks as she looks at you and she sees that you have eaten all of your pancakes. And she says, "Oh, I should go make some more.
If you could I have extra chocolate chips?"
And she smiles and she says, "Of course. You help me get out the chocolate chips." And she goes into the kitchen.
And I run along behind her.
You notice that you're still wearing your backpack. You shouldn't be wearing your backpack in the kitchen.
Oh.
It is pink with a Barbie on it.
Of course it is. Well, I go put it away.
She picks it up and puts it into the closet. And she looks oddly hurt. Then she looks up into the sky and says, "But what would I be looking for? I'm sorry. Yes, of course." She unzips the backpack. And she reaches in.
Mom, the chocolate chips are on the top shelf. I can't. Can you get?
She pulls this huge gun out of your little Barbie backpack.
Mom?
She's looking at you, and her face is grave, and she has that not quite there look in her eye.
Okay. It's gonna be okay. Just put that down. I'll go get Dad.
What is it, Murph? Where did you get this?
I don't know. I don't know why it's there. Let me just go get Dad.
She pulls her hand away and says, it's covered in blood.
Is it yours?
What did you do, Murph? What did you do?
Nothing. I would never do anything like.
And she says, "God told me that you're lying, Murph. Why are you lying?"
I'm not. I think you need your medicine.
Her face turns from fear to rage, and you just have this sudden need to be out of that room.
I run.
Okay. Dad is sitting at the table. There is a woman sitting next to him, dressed as a secretary.
Dad, I think Mom needs her special candy.
You notice that his hand is on the woman's knee, and he looks up and he says, "What's that, darling?"
It's Mom.
And the woman, whose voice sounds very familiar, says,
"Oh, I think your wife found a gun."
And he looks and says,
"Gun. My daughter have a gun."
And he looks at you, says, "Murph, did you kill someone?"
It was self-defense.
There's a knock on the door your father is looking at you and he says, "Self-defense. My little girl has killed a man. Wait, and
you always taught me that we had to stand up for ourselves, and they were going to hurt me and my friends, so I had to do something.
They were going to hurt you. Is that it? The knock at the door is getting more and more frantic.
They were going to hurt me, and they were going to hurt my friends, and more importantly, my friends, and I had to stop them from hurting my friends.
And your mother and your father and her nurse are just standing there, staring at you with this look of hurt and disappointment. And your mother has a kitchen knife, and she is stepping towards you.
Mom, put the knife down.
There's a knock at the front door. The knocking it continues, and a voice says from behind says, "Murph, let me in. I can help."
Do I recognize the voice?
You do not.
Mom, put the knife down. We all just need to calm down.
Your mother is walking towards you, holding the knife in a shaking hand. The voice at the door says,
"Murph, please, I can help you. Let me in."
Mom, please don't make me do this.
Your mother steps towards you with the knife.
Do you back away?
No.
She starts like this awkward chopping motion and making cuts, awkward jagged cuts all over your arms and hands as you're holding them up in front of your face. And you just feel the blood running down your arms. The knocking continues as her advance pushes you up against the door.
Mom, please, this isn't you. This isn't like you. Please stop.
The door, the handle on the door is shaking, and the voice says,
"I can help. Open the door, Murph. Open the door now."
I break for the door.
Okay, at a full run with your mother snarling behind you and your father just giving this long 1,000-yard glare. You open the door, and it's Mrs. Finn.
I slam the door back closed.
She puts her hand her hand in the door and pushes you aside. And she looks at your mother, and she glares and hisses at her. And
I jump in front of my mom, in between Mrs. Finn and my mom. Please, she doesn't know what she's doing.
Mrs. Finn stops, and your mother is standing there in fear, and she looks at you and she says, "Okay." And she walks over and she smiles at your mother, and your mother kind of just goes calm. And Mrs. Finn puts her hand on your mother's cheek. Your mother drops the knife.
I pick it up.
Okay.
And I would like to stab Mrs. Finn.
Okay. You stab Mrs. Finn. Give me a willpower roll.
All right. Yes! Yes! 5 dice, 3 tens.
She looks surprised by the knife going into her back. She steps away. The knife is still going through her.
You are just like the rest of them. You're going to try to take her away from me.
She looks down and she grimaces in pain. You notice that she's already bleeding from a wound to her other leg. She pulls out the knife and she says, "She's already dead." And she sits down heavy in a couch. "You're still alive."
"She's not dead here."
"What do you want here? Do you want to stay here forever?"
"No. I have to get back to my friends, but I just wanted to have pancakes."
"You won't let you. You have bad memories. You can't accept them. So they'll haunt you." And she says, "And since I'm not wanted here, I suppose I should leave you to it."
"Would you like some pancakes before you go?"
She looks and, "Would you like nice pancakes with your mother?"
"I would love that."
She walks over and she takes your mother by both hands, and your mother's complexion just lifts as Mrs. Finn lifts your mother to her feet and puts her in a chair. And then she guides your father to a chair also, who's now, and As she leans over to him, she whispers, "Forget the gun, and forget her," pointing to the nurse, or secretary, or whatever. Your father nods slowly. The secretary disappears. And your mother looks up cheerily and says, "Pancakes!" And goes and gets pancakes. And comes back and lays them out on the table.
Are my arms still super messed up?
They are. They're still bleeding all over. And Mrs. Finn is looking hungrily at them. But she says, "You should do something about that."
I ignore it for right now and just enjoy some pancakes. And I try to give her pancakes that I don't necessarily try to not bleed on, based on that look.
She sensuously eats the Murph blood-covered pancakes, and you feel a sort of feelings that feel awkward for your current body.
Yeah, that tracks.
As you guys finish your pancakes, your mother smiles at you and says that she and your father have to go off to bed, and they walk on upstairs.
Excellent. At this point that I should point out that was a magical success, by the way? two of the three of those were paradox die.
Oh my. Yes. Yeah, she's still bleeding, like, a lot.
Same.
And she looks again and the knife is still in her again. And she says, "Would you like to pull this out?"
"Not particularly."
She nods and says, "Then it will stay there. I think I might have something to teach you if you want to learn."
Is it like school? I just started going.
"Remember me when you wake up." And she's gone. And you hear barking outside.
Oh, okay. Is it coming from the front or the back?
From the front.
Okay. I'll go answer the door, but I'll find the little footstool so that I can see through the hole first, because strangers are dangerous.
Outside is the beach.
Oh, that's new. Okay. I quickly scramble and find an umbrella, because I'm a small ginger child, and I don't like to get burnt.
All right, you get your parasol.
Excellent, and then I run out onto the beach.
Okay, out on the beach, you see Vincent bringing a puppy back towards your sandcastle.
Wait, please address Val.
What?
Please address Val. She was next to me, and Vincent did his thing. I want to know what the fuck Val did during that whole time, where she, like, I maybe saw a ghost, I don't know, but at least saw Oliver freak the fuck out and die, maybe.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes. So, back in that time, what did you do when you heard the gunshot?
Well, I think I first saw Oliver collapse.
You saw him collapsed in grief.
Well, attempt to close the door. Be like, "Oh, please, please, please go through this door," and then be like, "Oh shit, gotta close the door," and close it, like, try to, and then be like, I don't know how much oo-woo went on during this, but, like, eventually it transformed very quickly into entirely grief, and he transformed into very unmanly crying.
Did Mrs. Finn close the door behind her?
Nope.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, I'm going to assume Vincent has it handled if I hear a gunshot, though she's going to feel kind of panicky, but mostly thinking she needs to keep the mental state of the guy who's holding the dream together.
Okay.
that seems... Oliver, what the fuck just happened? Hey, breathe. Hey, what's going on? Oh, this is weird. Talk to me.
Don't touch me. You don't care about me.
What?
You don't care. don't care.
That's not true. And she's not lying.
At this point, Oliver has, like, dragged himself up to the dream version of pushed up against a corner in a fetal position, I assume.
Yes. In fact, you are pushed up against a corner in a fetal position.
But yes, he looks up at Val and says, "You're the same as her. You don't care."
I'm the same as who?
He, like, noticeably changes shape of face and says, and starts to slide at the wall. I'm sorry, you don't care about what she says.
No,
Miss Finn, stop. I believe she's struck her way past us. I believe she's in this dream as well. We need to go rescue. Oh, goodness gracious. We need to go right now. Please, let's go.
Oliver, are you okay? I mean, I'm assuming at this point we hear the gunshot.
I hope that's right when we hear the gunshot.
Yes, that is when you hear the gunshot.
Basically, I immediately want to flee in that direction and use it to avoid any conversation.
Oliver, stop. Hey, stop. Vincent's got it handled. I hear him shooting. I'm pretty sure we're good.
I can't argue with that very much.
Hey,
what can
if
I
you do not
for
tell
you,
me right
Valerie?
Now, I if you do not tell me right now, I will tell Vincent about the gun thing.
That is a low blow. I thought we had a word of honor on that.
Yeah, well, you're putting me in a really weird position. God, this is strange.
I believe you've never undertaken a severe mental attack like I have just withstood, like a wall that is falling into water. The point is, I feel like we can work around this. What do you need to know to perhaps not tell Vincent about this?
You think I don't care?
Oh no, that was definitely
no lies.
The mental attack working. Look, people will say a lot of things when they are under severe mental stress that are not their actual mental state.
Roll the die.
Oh shit!
I'm very good at this, though.
This is just one die. I'm not asking you for a skill roll. You succeed at those.
Oh, one die. Okay. Oh jeez.
Ah, yes.
I got a one.
Well, your thoughts start leaking out all over the place. In fact, the room is filled with Olivers, and all of them are saying a different version of your thoughts.
You're beautiful. There's nothing. You'll do
there's
that
nothing.
You.
I better get the fuck out of here.
Goodness,
here.
One way to go would be one way to the other.
Oh, God.
Seems like this.
Just pristine from trouble. We gotta go right now.
Should I get a dollar? Should I get a dollar? Should I get a dollar?
All right.
I think that's it.
There is a room full of Olivers saying all of these things.
Val?
Oh, there are so many ways this can go. Ugh.
Sorry.
No, this is good. I just I wasn't planning on this sort of thing happening so early. Okay. Okay, Val's going to listen, stone-faced, and she's going to think.
Oliver gives you a face like he made the best lie ever. Like, this one's gonna sell.
Val's gonna kiss him.
Oh
yeah,
no.
Yeah, I think that's the way this has to go.
There's yeah. No way.
A room full of Olivers, all of the not real Olivers, are standing there in stunned silence as Val leans in to kiss Oliver. Oliver, give me a composure check.
It's not pretty.
Yeah, that sounds reasonable. just composure, right? I hope two dice. Yeah.
Yep.
That sounds right. Oh shit. two successes.
Together enough to kiss back.
Yay! I mean, no.
And not completely awkward that the fuck up.
Yay! I mean, no.
Val's gonna pull away, take a deep breath. Her face is absolutely beet red, and say, "That was payback for last time. To shut you up." And don't ever think that I don't care about you or anybody ever again. Now let's go kill that fucking bitch.
Can I make an insight roll at like -5?
Four.
To determine whether that was intentional or not in a romantical fashion.
What are the intents? Yeah, roll composure plus insight minus your mind.
That is straight one. Great. I got a 10.
Holy shit.
You will even remember part of that.
Ooh.
Your magic fails to erase it from your memory.
Yay. But literally the moment you like pull away, all the other Olivers in the room do like thoughtful faces in different, entirely different ways. One of them is like really suspicious. One of them is like, huh. One of them is like, oh, we've got to think about that other thing. And basically all of them disappear and Oliver goes, you're right. We've got to get on the move. And he opens the door after you.
Jamie.
Yes.
What did you do after Vincent fired that gun?
Made sure I didn't have a hole in me. I was the furthest along the corridor of Dreamland. Murphlandia.
You did not have a hole in you.
That's good.
And you saw Mrs. Finn run ahead, run through the door, and disappear. You saw it clearly, that it was clearly her, and that she was bleeding.
Go check that out.
When you get into the room, you see the beach, and you see the scene as described with little baby Murph and Rex becoming a puppy, and then running into the ocean and start drowning.
What are you doing?
I'm going to try to talk to baby Murph, calm her down.
Okay. What are you saying to baby Murph?
It's okay. Everything will be all right. You know, normal stuff you say to people.
Baby Murph's arms start bleeding.
Okay.
Ginger.
Do you have any band-aids?
Sure, I've always got band-aids.
I learned in science last week that if you try to go swimming when there's a shark and you're bleeding, the shark will come get you. So if you could give me some band-aids so I can go get the dog.
Okay, sounds good.
Do you reach in?
Band-aids on Murph.
All right, there's 1,000 cuts here. Luckily, in one of your big bags, you find your military size block of band-aids. As Vincent is coming back with a full-size Rex. Rex is kind of hanging there, mostly limp, kind of looking around, old and tired again.
I'm going to let him get to a place where he's not going to get swept back in by the tide, and then I am going to just start heaving with breath, coughing out water, and lay flat on my back on the beach.
I will run with my tiny little legs.
Okay.
I will run over to Vincent and try to, like, shove him onto his side.
There is a shaking in the sand.
I reach for my gun.
As a 9-year-old approaches?
Yes, I reach for my gun. Okay. I realize as a 9-year-old, I don't draw.
Okay. So, in the blue sky, you can see the stars of the night out next to the sun. And you see them falling out of the sky one by one. As Oliver and Val walk onto the beach, the sun falls away and the moon is visible, but blood red.
I'm just patting Vincent on the back because he's choking.
The sky has turned turned black, and fish just keep on washing up on the beach.
You know, Murph, I think that we might do all right getting away from this here shoreline. Might help the doggo here too.
Am I cognizant of who this person is?
Yes, you remember. When he says your name, you remember who he is. Although, when he says your name, he starts to grow younger, quickly.
Beautiful.
That sounds like a good idea. Let's go. I don't know, make a fire or something.
That's a good idea there. Maybe we can keep warm out here on the beach.
Oh my god, that's the cutest thing I've ever heard.
I know, it's so great, oh my god!
But I maintain my age. He's just getting younger, yeah?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah. We used to go camping in the summer. So we should gather, like, firewood and get, like, set up, like, a tent. Does anybody have a tent? And I look at Jane.
Oliver has appeared on the scene, yes?
Yes.
I want to adjust Valerie and I and Jamie, if she's not also, with the last of my dream will.
Adjust how?
Make us age appropriate. make us a part of this you, scene.
You in already a not
dream-breaking way.
You already saw what happened when Vincent called Murph.
I do it as a trial because I'm suspicious of everything now.
Okay.
But as it starts working, I say, Valet, Jamie, call her Murph and walk closer.
You're now baby Oliver.
Hey, Valerie. I mean, it's so nice of Murph to invite us to this beach party.
Right. That's totally sweet of Murph. I bet I got a tent somewhere.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right.
Is anybody wearing a watch currently?
Only Val, the only adult here.
Hey. I always have my watch, and I always know what time it is.
It is that watch, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
Okay, I grab his wrist to turn it over and look at the date.
Is it showing the correct real-life date?
It is a pocket watch, and okay. To you, it looks like gibberish. It looks like a whole... There's the watch has, like, seven hands, and they're all pointing different directions.
Okay, that was... That's weird. Does anybody have a watch that works?
Yeah, the thing's funny. You gotta learn how to read it. It's... I don't know. It's kind of dumb.
Okay, this is so freaking weird already. I might as well...
Valerie, buy us sandwiches!
Did you bring peanut butter and jellies? Did you cut off the crust?
Why would you cut off the crust?
Does Val have to be the adult? Val doesn't want to be the adult.
Val is definitely the adult.
Last one's rotten egg.
Yes, Murph, I brought sandwiches.
And then Val is a kid too.
Son of it.
Soon as Oliver says last one's a rotten egg and begins moving, I absolutely trip him.
definitely falls straight in the sand and like eats it really hard.
I blow a raspberry.
I get up and try to tackle him and possibly miss.
Rex walks over to the fire that's set up on the beach because it's there now and lays down next to it.
I look for a perfect s'more stick.
Looking about, there is a little bush that's grown out of the sand, and it is made of perfect s'more sticks.
That is incredibly lucky. Okay, does anybody have marshmallows?
I do.
You just have everything.
Mom always says that I need to keep the all of the food in the pantry so that the ants don't get it.
Nerd.
Mom said that too.
Yeah, same for me.
She is not a nerd. She is helping us.
She can help, like, she's still a nerd.
I throw the stick to the dog.
Would a nerd do this? And she tackles Vincent.
Look.
She brawls.
Vincent, do you want a roasted marshmallow or no?
As I'm being tackled, I'm trying to not punch girls. But I'm like,
live that life.
All right, you ain't a nerd. Get off me.
That's what I thought, dummy.
Hey, I ain't no dummy. I just don't apply myself.
That's what people who don't get good grades say.
You shut up.
You can be.
You're just jealous of Jamie.
Get good grades too.
Rex has trotted over and grabbed the stick, and sort of happily trotted back over to Jamie and drops the stick and then sits down. The stick is covered in blood.
That's concerning. I go over to Vincent and I pat him on the shoulder. What subject's the hardest for you? I can help you study.
Shoot. I'm not good at history. It's lots of old weird names and numbers.
Oh, yeah. I hate history, but I'll try to help.
Yeah, well, you're all right. Here, come on. This is a nice warm spot over here.
The sky is starting to vanish. Oliver, do you hold it together?
What I want to do in these last moments of the dream, if that's what I think it is establish, like, I want to go over to Val as, you know, little kid Oliver, you know, preteen, like 10-year-old Oliver, basically be like, Hey, you keep it together, okay? And this will be good for her. And basically, I want to disappear from the dream and basically become like a big tent.
You transform into a tent.
Prevents the sky from being seen.
As it vanishes.
Yeah.
As even the abyss falls away to the gray nothingness of the primordial void.
As the stars vanish, and either the stars vanish or a very scary lady stops watching us.
Okay. And all of you...
I do one thing. Throw the bloody stick in the fire, and I give Murph a hug.
The fire sort of crackles, and and Rex looks sadly at it.
Last line before Vincent wakes up says, "Y'all are all right. The camping is stupid."
Fair enough.
Dream episodes are the best, guys.
Right? Vince,
you wake up in your car. You'd fallen asleep on the side of the road when you could no longer drive on your way back from Reno. And you wake up, and it is like 11 o'clock. Time to keep heading on.
Son of a bitch. Second goddamn time. I didn't even drink no goddamn tea this time.
I need to know how much of this we remember.
You guys remember most of this. There's a little, like, gray area somewhere, like, right before you went down the hall towards Murph's dream. But everything else is crystal clear. Then that part is just a little bit hazy.
Fuck.
Not quite sure what happened there. Something with Oliver and Mrs. Actually, you can't remember who it was that went by you there.
Oh, yeah, so that
we can only remember
fucked.
That something interfered, and also we had a good time on the beach, and nothing else happened.
Yeah, that middle part there is a little bit hazy. You kind of remember it if you try, but sometimes you remember different versions of it.
But I punched a bird, y'all.
You remember all of that?
Endangered one. Don't worry about it.
You remember all of that very clearly. The only one who remembers Mrs. Finn as Mrs. Finn are Oliver. Boom. And Murph.
Hell yeah.
I still have that I gotta go see Miss Finn in my notes. It's like, lose willpower if Miss Finn wants to see you.
Upon awakening. Murph.
Yeah?
Your arms are still covered in deep scratches that are bleeding light, like little tiny trickles of blood.
Oh, well, that's concerning. Am I at all, like, up before them, or do we all wake up at the same time?
You all wake up at the same time.
Okay.
They're coming, too. You're the first to notice it, though.
So, did everything go well?
I hide my arms behind my back and just shake my head, yes.
Wonderful. I remember being quite the ordeal to get to you, but once we did, it seemed like everything went fine. And I look at Valerie, like, completely the wrong person. I'm like, isn't that right?
So I'm a bit confused. Terrible. How much of the dream does Val remember, or is it mostly fuzzy?
Almost all of it is perfectly clear, except for that little bit outside of the door.
Okay.
So right. the bit with you and Oliver is hazy. You may have multiple ideas of what happened there.
I was gonna assume she didn't do what she thought she just did. What she thought she did.
Okay.
It's gonna be like I guess.
The only thing Oliver is gonna try to like insinuate at is like, yeah, we did a good job. We definitely did something well.
Okay. It is actually, you seem to have been asleep for a pretty long time.
Uh-oh. How long?
It seems to have looped all the way back around to the next sunset.
Oh, Jesus.
Shoot.
Like, you guys were asleep all day.
Well, that's an interesting side effect. Gotta look at my watch. Saying it's already... Oh, shoot. It's 11 p.m.?
At least my tea didn't make us sleep an entire day.
Look, you all went to sleep by of your own volition. I didn't wink. You can stop that. look, we all went to sleep of our own volition, peacefully. And that's why it took longer.
Sure, you keep telling yourself that, Oliver. Okay, I'm starving. Food? Yes, please?
Yeah.
I would prefer slushies and do those little turntable hot dogs. You ready to go out of town?
It's sounds so like far plan. Away.
I mean, it's 20 minutes.
Here.
Yeah, okay. Hey, guys.
Yeah, Murph?
I feel like in the spirit of honesty, I should probably let you know, and always as a dream, but I kind of maybe stabbed Mrs. Finn.
What?
So, slushies, right?
Yeah, yes, but you need to tell us about the stabbing on the way.
Uh-huh.
Can we meet Vincent for stabbing Vincent, slushies?
Vincent is actually driving up at this point.
Beautiful.
Woke up a bit before you guys.
I am going to slam my car door, and I am going to...
Shit, I wasn't a bullet!
I'm going to run and... I don't even pay attention to them saying anything. I'm just going to run up to Murph and give her a huge hug.
Oh, you know, I was going to say, Vincent!
That's what we should have done.
I don't think I'm going to say much.
I just hug back so hard.
There's a very
hard.
Awkward Oliver hug coming in behind this one, being like, eh? Like, very questioning.
Wait your turn.
Oh, of course.
Val is laughing harder. She's basically dying.
And as I back out of this hug, you notice blood on you.
I don't question blood. It. If you don't look concerned about it, I'm just going to trust that you've got your shit handled.
Cuts on your arms, I'm assuming?
Correct.
Oliver, spread-armed, goes immediately into a nearby chair doctor bag and pulls out a bunch of themed band-aids and says, look, I know that possibly, conceivably, there was an unintentional vampire attack inside the dream. But that was not my fault, nor in my intention. But Batman solves everything. I just like pop one open, and if that's not your flavor, I've got cinnamon as well.
Excuse you? Iron Man.
Iron Man, the other best billionaire. Of course. I've got
come
both.
On now. I am a woman
who do you
of
think
taste.
I am?
Holy shit, Sailor Moon? I mean,
Do you have Sailor Moon?
Yeah, that was my second option, is Batman or Sailor Moon.
I am going...
Wait, is that Iron Man or Sailor Moon? Which one do you want?
I mean, and I kind of look down at the multiple wounds.
Quite a few cuts.
Who's Sailor Moon?
Oh,
what?
This is really excellent what? Cartoon. You've got to listen to it.
Oh my... Cartoon? That's a piece of art, Oliver!
I've never seen Sailor Moon.
Are you some kind of dilettante?
What's it about?
Girl, you need to understand that cartoons can be art as well.
All right.
If at all possible, I want to sneak a look at his band-aid while Oliver's not looking. And if there's a Superman...
There is a Superman one.
I am going to put that on the grip of my gun where I can see it if I was to aim that gun at somebody.
Oh, no,
that's so cute!
I just realized that they're all old Batman band-aids and he uses them as placebo. Like, he just tells people whatever they want to be on them.
Oh.
It makes me so sad to say this, but it's in character. It hurts.
Hey, if it's a lie that I believe, it works.
Oh,
if the thing is, if you look without him saying, you find exactly what's there, which is a lot of Batman band-aids.
Actually, I think that they are, in fact, all Superman band-aids.
Yeah, all right. I'm into that. I was thinking okay. The ultimate crime-fighting entrepreneur would be his thing. But yeah, I think that's more likely what he would find for cheap.
Yes, those were the cheapest band-aids. The Batman band-aids cost a dollar more. Yes.
And also after I've done that...
Uncover his deepest, darkest secret.
After that's taken care of and after he's got some band-aids on Murph's arms, I'm gonna put a hand on Oliver's shoulder, squeeze it, and give him an approving nod.
Hey, Vince, Vincent, is there something wrong?
Nope. Just doing all right. Got a good night's sleep. First time in a minute.
Well, that's great. Oh, glad to hear it. I hope every night after this is just as clear and fine as this.
We'll see.
Oh, Jamie, Reginald is still in the room, and no one's saying anything about that.
Does it seem obvious to me that everybody can see him or not see him?
Give me an insight roll.
All right.
I would also like to go ahead, and now that we have our Vincent back, I just want to eyeballs, check him over, make sure he's not hurt in any way, shape, form, or fashion because of my, flaw. I know.
Okay, you're checking Vincent over?
Indeed.
I think
what I find will probably be determined later, but I'm just stating I want to do it.
Okay, I got 3 successes.
Wow, you wouldn't have figured it out, except that Oliver literally tries to sit in the chair that Reginald is sitting in. Reginald has to move out of the way to avoid getting sat on.
Oliver is just very rude.
So it seems they...
Okay. Well, I'm just not going to say anything. I'll talk to Reginald on my own.
Okay. All right. I think that's where we should wrap, yes?
Sounds good to me. Yeah. That was a whole night of dream time. I'm sorry, Al.
I kind of suspected that as much would happen. There's a lot of stuff for you guys to unpack, so...
That was my favorite episode.
Yeah. That's definitely one of my favorite episodes we've done in a long time.
Dream episodes are the best.
Yeah, so far so good on 2 out of 2 on dream episodes for sure.
And I have a curiosity about what Murph is going to do about that request.
Yeah. I guess mechanically, any kind of compulsion or just like a suggestion?
That was just a recommendation. She says she might be able to help you.
Intriguing.
The worst thing you could have done to me, Elf, is be like, or rather, to Oliver, is to have his nemesis come in and save Murph at the last moment.
Uh-huh.
That was the worst. I hate you for that, but it's also so good.
And you are, in fact, the one who summoned her.
Yeah.
Indeed. You said that I hit the thing and I tried to bring Mrs. Finn with me, so whose fault is that?
Yep. I tried to bring Mrs. Finn with me. And you succeeded! Congratulations!
I like that your nemesis is a pretty lady. This makes sense.
That he's convinced does not care about him.
But
I feel like she cares about you and others too much.
Although Vincent is still desperate for, or Oliver still is desperate for her to care about him.
Yeah, I feel like Oliver might actually be definition of toxic masculinity. I don't know. It's bad.
Okay, so XP, all of you get 5.
Woo!
Yay!
Did anybody deal with any hopes or fears tonight?
Yes.
I think I dealt with something maybe more impactful.
If we didn't deal with it this night, it's our fault.
Okay, let's start up at the top. Oliver, what kind of hopes and fears did you interact with during your dream?
So I hoped for life as usual, which granted, I was assuming the dream sequence to be much shorter, and that did not happen, especially in the fact that he has now summoned an object of his lust into a dream and also created an possible emotional complication between him and his team, his sales team.
Especially since you remember that better than Val does.
Yes. Are we Sales Team 6? Is that our name? Is that our team name?
Oh my God. Gross. You disgust me. You're fired. Get out.
You mean the team that hasn't managed to sell anything?
We've managed to sell several things.
4 episodes of trying to sell that team.
We have money, and we have sold something.
We have monies, and we won a wager, but we have not sold a diamond.
That's
or a sapphire, or a ruby.
You still have the diamond, but you have used it to bet with, and that got you some money. So
I would like to float the group name Fail Team 6.
Yes, also good. Although Sales Team 6 is very good.
It is very good.
Thank you.
Anyway, I would like to float the idea that back to life as usual was not a hope that was fulfilled.
It came up, though, so there's one for that. All right.
My distasteful skills can be used for good.
At least
yes, that's what this entire thing was.
Oliver's
understanding,
that was a good success. Like,
yep.
He's not aware of how terribly that gone wrong. That went wrong.
It only went terribly wrong, depending upon what Murph decides.
Exactly. My fears were what happens in Reno won't stay in Reno. That didn't come up. My guidance and protection is worse than nothing. I mean, there were moments where people were like, what the fuck are you doing? Isn't this your business?
And your guidance and protection guided something else in with you.
Yeah, never mind. My guidance and protection guided someone things right past the door.
Yep.
Okay, never mind. That came up. But how many?
Two.
Okay.
So that was what, five?
That was five. Next.
Let's go with Jamie.
Okie doke. I don't know if we helped Murph, but I think we did. That was my main hope for episode specific.
That's,
I felt like we did.
That is 2 XP for that.
Yay. I feel like I kept friends and helped friends and made a new ghost friend. Yay me.
Ghost friends.
Yes, you did.
All right. So take that and... I don't feel any more insane than usual. And I don't think anybody else went any more insane than usual. I don't know if we touched on that fear.
You have a ghost friend now.
Oh, well, maybe I'm a little more insane.
Hmm. Yeah, a little bit. 1 XP there.
Okay, Doug. That's about it.
Okay. Val?
I mean, kind of helped Murph. I don't know if she's back to her old self.
Happy.
She seems happy. Cheery. Cheery enough. Didn't have much time there to figure out her mental state.
It's not good.
Oh, I'm sure.
Well, it's advanced.
Correct.
Advanced in the way that's advanced syphilis, but you know.
Hey, no, that causes massive euphoria. So that's definitely not the case here.
If Murph was a disease, Murph would be the disease that causes mass euphoria, though.
That is true. If Murph was a disease, Murph would definitely be syphilis.
Yes.
Are you saying that Murph is promiscuous? Or that... I don't understand. Is that a weird sideways insult? I'm confused.
Murph definitely loves promiscuously.
Yes.
Just unfortunate coincidence, that's all.
Anyway, Val, what else?
She definitely let some of her secrets slip.
Oh, too.
Not that she remembers it.
But no, others
that was
do.
A big secret.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, 2 mm-hmm. XP there. What else you got?
I think that's it.
Okay.
Unless I like, get XP for now having dirt on Oliver that I can use.
Dude, when did you
the Vincent gun thing?
Yes.
Oh,
she will use that forever.
1 XP for that. Vincent.
Literally every part of it applied to every part of my character sheet.
Alright.
Okay, so fears triggered during the first part of the dream for me. You know, we don't have to claim XP for all of them, but
read them off.
Fear one, pain and tragedy befalling others because of me.
That mostly applies to people that you care about, so not for the first part of the dream.
Let's see. Where else does pain and tragedy come in? Oh, actually, yes. You shot Mrs. Finn, and that caused problems for someone close to you. NXP for that.
The temptation to wickedness.
Two.
Awesome. Sure. Then hope. To protect my charges at all costs and do what little I can to make up for my past cruelties. I feel like the second part of that played bigger this time.
Those are your two hopes?
Well, it's technically all part of one long hope there, but I clearly didn't protect my charges all that hard, but I did make strides towards making up for my past cruelties.
Yeah, 2 XP.
Awesome. Now, two other notes. I don't know if this is XP related specifically. My redemption for my level 2 is forgive my past mistakes. I don't know if Vincent's there, but I think he's closer than he's ever been. Just to keep you aware of that.
I think that there was a moment of catharsis.
Yeah.
I think that means that he might have to sink in before he comes back.
Oh, can you tell me what that list was? The list Samuel was writing in your dream?
Yeah, broke up a perfectly good poker game, murder, destruction of a vase, assault, I think.
But what was the list?
A list of my sins.
And?
My guilt.
What did he say? Exactly. What did he say about it?
It's my tab. It all's gonna come due.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That is the key that you came away with from that. And that is the thing standing in the way of forgiving yourself.
But you do recall it, and that is the next step.
Okay. And lastly, I wanted to address my paradigm. There's a better version of all of us out there. Maybe of everything. I'd like to start finding it. I think I saw many different versions of myself today. I got to see me like 10 years ago. I got to see me as a kid when I was being bullied, but still hadn't gotten as hard and as twisted as everything made. And I got to see me today. And I think I realized, fucked up as everything is, a better version of me than I was by my own.
Access to Prime 4 open.
Cool. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sanity damage.
Ahem.
Oh, and of course, Murph.
I also exist in this series. I don't know if you're
aware. Yes, she's kind of the focus of this, of arc one of Ombliga Deldia.
I'm sorry that you got totally ignored this session.
You're just a session. Hey, you skipped me before. You skipped me again.
Much like Dan, all of my hopes and fears came up.
List them off.
All right. So, to help Vincent realize his full potential and that he's worthy of saving.
Here is my argument. I believe Vincent was able to see a version of his full potential again as a baby, and that he stopped and saved the puppy, and came and saved me.
One XP.
It would have been two if you'd been the cause.
Okay, I'll take it. Face a violent situation head on, no panic.
I jumped in between Mrs. Finn and my mom.
Okay.
One there.
Right. Something specific. Finding sense of old self. I do believe I found a sense of my old safe self. Thank you. All right. Fears. Hurting others when my dumb luck runs out. I believe that certainly happened.
Well, XP.
Right. Someone getting hurt physically or emotionally when I am not there. That also ties into my derangement.
And I do believe that Oliver collapsing to the floor and losing all of his willpower counts.
Yes. Well, XP. Was not a direct result of your leave.
Indeed. But it wasn't leaving, just someone getting hurt because I'm not there.
Yes.
Giving in to bad nature, I stabbed Mrs. Finn.
One XP. You had two opportunities there to give in to bad nature, and one of them you've left open on the... So one XP. Yep. One XP. So, sanity damage.
I will submit myself for sanity, sanity damage.
Oh, yeah.
Same.
So, Oliver, you'll get... three for just the scene in the court.
I was just thinking the perception of control that Oliver holds for himself, like internally, when trying to handle, you know, five people plus an animal, mm-hmm. actually six people plus an animal, maybe one vampire, who knows?
And maybe a goose.
He's just like,
I can shoot those.
I am not in control. There's no way I can do any of this.
Yes.
I'm so messed up.
All right, we're up to four.
So three or four?
We're up to four so far. And then I'm debating one more for, what's your sanity rate?
I'm sanity six.
So
if more than four, I immediately lose sanity.
Oh, you need to come down to five. You need to come down to five like...
Yeah,
I just went back up. I just had hope for myself.
Come to Crazy Town.
This is a different kind of crazy now. I'm going to say you bringing Mrs. Finn, dragging Mrs. Finn into the dreamscape, and then her escaping you, definitely worth one more.
All right. So I immediately popped down to five.
Yep.
I assume I'm not going to be rolling for four, though.
You will not be. You will not be rolling for down to four as going down to going down to five immediately or takes up all the sanity.
cool beans, I guess. I get back to being like people that are puppets that can be controlled.
Oh no, you'll
actually, I'm gonna think of
a new one. Yeah, you're gonna need a new one. Probably one revolving around your own your own failures to think you're in.
I have a question.
Yes.
Because while I kind of think that my dreams are like already, that was probably a particularly violent one, and I argument that I took sanity damage there, but I also kind of feel the rest of the dream was sort of a really positive cathartic healing experience, so I don't know where I came out and all.
One sanity damage and a step towards your redemption.
I would go so far as to say that, like, for most everyone who is not Oliver, like, until Oliver showed up, it was just a dream. It was, like, normal day-to-day, you know, you're probably going to forget this nonsense. But then he's like, hello, I'm here to make this clear as day. You'll remember it when you wake up.
I submit myself to sanity damage for Vincent Gunn.
For the Vincent Gunn, yes, one day. And then two for that other scene that you don't quite remember.
I take sanity damage for a thing I don't remember.
Yep.
Oh, come on. At least one. Like, two is too much for something you don't even remember.
No, it's still sort of there. Halfway.
Worse that you, like, half remember.
Yep. Because you're not even half sure whether it's pretty real rough. Or not. So, yeah. Three damage. Three. What's your power sanity?
Five.
Ah, you can soak that. That's you got 75% chance of.
Yep.
Okay, so I got a ghost friend, but I totally believe in ghosts. So does that make me crazier? Or am I just like, oh, okay.
That'd be two sanity damage and you'll get to roll for it.
Okie doke.
Hi, yes. My mom tried to stab me.
There's two.
Excellent. And also, I stabbed somebody.
There's one.
Also, you remembered possibly your father-secretary relationship.
Also that.
That is nagging at you in a sort of deep way that is not even letting you sleep. So there's
great. So that was four total.
Four total, and
is the
help?
Oh, I was going to say, is the revelation, you know, of the secretary dad relationship also a point for sanity redemption?
No, there is a redemption there of figuring out what the fuck's going on.
We've opened up a doorway. Woo! Down a distant path as redemption.
Oh, but yes. What are your redemptions?
I didn't know that I was supposed to have one.
Ah, well, you also get to unlock two redemptions for your crazies.
Good, because once you take four, don't you automatically drop?
Depends on how many you have.
But five.
Then no, you'd have to take five to lose one.
Okay, good.
All right. Starting from the top, let's get them rolls out. Oliver, you have no roll to make.
Yep, I just straight lost one.
Okay. Merv.
Botch.
All right. Woof. You lose a point.
Goodbye, everybody.
We helped.
Merv.
I'm going to put fail team six back up on the.
Yeah, that makes sense.
On the table there.
Oh.
I'm totally voting for it.
But
spend the whole episode trying to help Murph and she's more crazy because of it.
But
perfect.
You have unlocked two redemptions, which means pathways to recover your sanity. One of them is the resolution, one direction of Mrs. Finn. You could regain sanity by either learning from her or figuring out why you would reject.
Okay. And I know that I have a ritual to be able to help too, but I don't know that Murph is feeling like pancake.
Also, pick another redemption for one of your other losses, one of your other sanity damages.
Okay.
Matt, you took how much? Ah, you're good. One success.
Yay! Not more crazy. Stay at five.
All right, Sam. I think you're at two dice.
On it.
You're five.
Man, it's getting really hard for her to lose her sanity.
Vince.
Must be nice.
I got six.
You are fine. In fact, make sure that you have add another redemption.
Okay. I mean,
relate to the dreams.
I Part of me wants to get rid of my level 1 before my level 3. Part of me wants to keep my itchy trigger finger, but I want to be able to leave my gun at home sometimes. We'll see. I'll figure out what I want.
Elf, if I think of a good redemption, can I get rid of my virtue?
You want to, wait, your virtue is what again?
There's hope for us all. Don't abandon them.
You want to get rid of them? Amazing. All right.
I mean, only if I think of something really good.
Your character's so backwards. It's just amazing. It's like it's backwards and forwards and sideways all at once. It's stupendous.
Abandon all hope, ye who enter Vincent.
I was that yes. Never. That was horrifying. Horrifying. Okay.
Also, I was so glad when someone, I think it was Val, who was like, why did you bring a dog in here? I was like, they're pure and excellent and beautiful. They like save Vincent.
Then you gave him more trauma.
Yeah, my heart literally just snapped in half. I was like, this is the worst thing I've ever done.
That's Douglas, though. That's not Douglas.
Oh.
By the way, Ginger, fuck you. I didn't want to cry today.
Oh,
we'll probably get into that in a moment.
I wanted to say it now.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, so, like, three of you guys got me to misty-eyed, and I'm playing like a stone dead character. I don't appreciate it.
Okay.
Nods.
Right. Let's start this out without any words. I got so high, I scratched till I bled. So that's Murph.
Okay. obvious choice. Vincent's entire serial killer. That version of Vincent scares the bejesus out of me.
Was it too much?
Nope, it was perfect and terrifying.
I don't think
it literally made me afraid to appear in the dream.
Yep. I think you needed to dial it up one more notch. I think you were almost there.
Okay.
Thank you.
It was
very, very close, but it just like one more notch and I would have been there. Oh, this is so close, but Elf took all the fun away. There's nobody else to hurt.
No one left.
There's not enough trauma to happen.
I was shooting up an empty
room. I know. God was being uncooperative. Hate it.
Well, it was because the focus had to be the man in the dream, which, by the way, is what you wrote about your dream, but you ended up stalking him instead.
Yep. I wasn't even thinking about
Nordic when you say it that way.
I wasn't even thinking about what I wrote down when I got into it. I was trying to just put my head like, this is Vincent. He's high. He doesn't give a fuck. He's violent. His life is pain, and he wants to lash out at people. And I just tried to live there.
Yep, we felt
that. Uh-huh. Yep. Oh, by the way, so was that line about I'm curious if I misinterpreted. Now, if I did, I'm perfectly okay misinterpreting it. But when on the phone while Dad is loading guns into
That was absolutely supposed to be like Oliver does a bunch of embarrassing and failure shit, like stubbing his toe and accidentally firing his gun in a stupid direction, and then Dad/Vincent, like both the same person, are loading a gun ominously, like watching him, being like, mess up again, we will fucking shoot.
But instead, it was
yours was so much weirder, and I hated it, and I love my solution more than anything. I'll stand by it. You will fight me.
I'm so glad Val was there.
1v1 me.
I was just thinking of Vincent's dad, who was on the eve of him leaving his mother.
Yeah, it was weird enough that I was like
putting the into Vincent, making Vincent a weapon.
No, that was also good.
Fuck, I didn't even think about it that deep.
The only way we can do this is to be the violence that we invoke in Vincent.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought it was a representation for Vincent's whole life, you know, where everyone's made him into a weapon. The people who's employed him, his parents, his family, his life.
Uh-huh.
Situational.
It doesn't help that you have mentioned before that Oliver would probably be a bit into Vincent.
I think that helps a lot.
He was literally a bit into it.
No.
Just a bit, but somebody didn't want a yes and.
Look, there are lines. I was not going to let that one be crossed.
I don't know a lot of lines, but anal voring is...
That's a line. That is a line.
That's not what I was
getting cut. I'm sure.
I'm not opposed. It just might have been a bit out of tone.
At best, anal... detonation.
That's worse.
Oh, still worse. So worse. Getting worse.
Consuming, having one PC consume another PC with his aim. That is.
It was going to come out of his mouth as a bullet and be on the ground.
Okay.
So Val is in the room, and I was like, oh shit, I'm not in the room. This is the best. Where am I coming out?
Does that make Vincent anal retentive or explosive?
What is wrong with all of you?
Okay. You're welcome. Good night.
Anyway, continue with the nod.
Jail for everybody.
I believe that we've gotten through Oliver so far.
Nope, you've gotten through just Merch.
You forget her twice?
God, three times.
No, I didn't forget her. I forgot that I remembered her.
What does that even mean?
It means that I did Murph first, and I forgot that I did Murph first. That's that I forgot that I...
I am suspicious about that. The thing that I thought was the most neat, possibly like a vague recollection of a bunch of shit that Vincent did, but since that's already been mentioned, I'm going to go with Valerie, a smooching in Oliver, because it hecked me right up and I didn't expect it. I was expecting not.
One for Sam?
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be unexpected.
Matt?
I was going to go with the smooch, but instead I'm going to give it to my second choice, Baby Murph voice. I love Baby Murph voice.
Thank you.
Oh, God, that was so good.
Thank you very much.
Fuck, well, mine got taken away. God, it was also... I would like to... Baby Vincent voice and Baby Oliver voice were also very... I'm gonna give it to...
Give it to Vincent, because I couldn't think of an accent.
Yes, I'll give it to Vincent. Yes.
Thank you.
I liked it better without an accent. It felt like a real kid's voice.
Well, that was kind of the idea.
I didn't think you'd like
to do
sound...
without an accent, but I... what is... without an accent.
I thought it was better because it didn't have an accent, and I always just figured your various accents are all affectations.
I would have actually given my nod to Oliver if his baby was a young Mexican kid.
That's what I was thinking of. I need to do this, but I can't. I couldn't do it properly.
Yeah.
I may have to go and re-record those.
All you need to say,
what are you gonna do?
To help,
it's too late now.
Por qué no los dos? Please tell me you all know that commercial.
I'm so regretful. I need to practice.
Yeah. But yeah. And especially because of the reaction that other people would have had. Like, wait, what? As for my...
Hey.
What about Dan? Oh.
Vincent!
Keep forgetting about people today.
Vincent, and then...
There's a list.
Shit,
Bullets?
New ad for Johnny.
Yes, not to Elf. Elf gets all my XP. This is hard. I think that everybody did something I love tonight. And other people who have done cool things already been represented. I'm going to go Matt for continuing to set a tone for his character that I think is really cool with oh yes, there is a ghost here. Okay. And other things along those lines. It's like a totality of things more than a single moment. It's cool. I think it really adds.
Nice.
Well, thank you. I feel like I don't get to be enough of a character a lot of the time, like I usually get to be in role-playing games. And it's kind of like We shouldn't have to hold back right now.
Oh, I think it was a really cool choice, though, and I think it strikes a nice balance based against all of the high drama everybody else.
Desperately.
Mm. All right, Elf, what's your business?
I'm trying to think if anyone did something that I was trying to cajole them into doing. Everyone has surprised me, and I'm going to punish that. No,
Please tell us how.
Yes, please.
I was hoping for Earth to fall for Mrs. Finn's bullshit. Her genuine offer of care, and as she sort of represents the warm embrace of darker path.
Okay, so here's my logic for that. It's multi-part.
Mm-hmm.
One, I didn't recognize the voice.
Yeah.
I'm a kid. Stranger danger.
Yes.
Two, my mom talks to voices that I can't hear all the time, and that's bad. That is probably not somebody that I should listen to, because when she listens to those voices, terrible things.
That is true. Understandable. Let's see. Who else did I have a hope for? I was kind of vaguely hoping that Vincent would at some point shift more to the fear side and away from the anger.
That's a fair thing to do. If we had gotten more if the moment where I had been a kid had been in a slightly different context, I think we would have been there.
Yeah. But I love the way that you took it. This wasn't the way that I was pushing. Now, granted, I like when people subvert my expectations, and it happens quite regularly. I was hoping that someone would have followed the script that I had in my head that I didn't tell them. Let's see.
Was I a good monkey?
I wanted to see a bit more internal conflict with Oliver and Mrs. Finn. That was what she was there to do with you, is to confuse and
unfortunately, it's been quite a while since I've ever.
Yes,
and I have so much affection for these people.
I'm gonna go with mine going to Val's dream, the emotional response of becoming the devil. I think was a culmination of a lot of bits that have been getting set up for Val, and I hope that she continues on in that direction.
It was definitely beautiful. I liked.
Yeah, she definitely.
I really liked Oliver and her putting her heart back in her. That was very cool.
I was so terrifying, being like, "Oh, am I the angelic figure story?"
God.
Indeed.
Yeah.
To the final decision, and the world will break apart today, and the world will break apart today.
Matt, I definitely read the last message you typed in the Jamie, huh?
Right?
Okay, I'm back. So I'm a bit confused.
Read that last message out aloud, Jamie.
Those contours are more endangered now. Ha ha ha.